I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Baseball blockbuster overnight. Manny Ramirez suspended for 50 games by the MLB for allegedly using a banned substance. He actually tested positive for the substance. And it's going to take an angel to bring the Yankees out of their slump.
That one's driven deep to center field. See ya! Solo home run, Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez, an angel, gives you a sense of how the Yankees are doing. He's recovering from hip surgery, and he rejoins the Yankees tonight for the first time since he told everyone all about this.
I did take a banned substance, and, you know, for that, I'm very sorry. And deeply regretful.
He's deeply regretful that Selena Roberts broke the story of A-Rod and steroids. Selena Roberts is a Sports Illustrated columnist. Her book out on Monday called A-Rod is all about her curious relationship with A-Rod and the nature and psychology of one of the biggest players in the sport. She joins us from Fairfield, Connecticut. Selena Roberts, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I guess the big suspense at this point is what Yankee fans are going to yell when Alex Rodriguez takes the field. Is it going to be A-Rod? Is it going to be A-Roid? Or are they just going to boo him?
You know what I think? And the New York fan is it's a creature of and in its own. But I think that when he walks out there, they're going to want to be part of his comeback. I think the one thing about the fans in New York is they like that emotional connection with guys. They have never had an emotional connection with Alex Rodriguez. They have tried to root for him. He's let them down many times. He's done things that they just scratch their heads about and say, what is he thinking? So I think that what they feel like now is that here's a guy who's taken it on the chin a lot. Certainly he's accountable to that. He should be accountable to that. But they want to be part of his comeback. So I think he's going to get a good reception until the first time he strikes out.
Is that the narrative here, that with the kind of money that people like Alex Rodriguez are making and the steroid allegations, that the emotional connection between the players and the fans is removed and that that's the loss for fans?
You know, I think there is certainly an accessibility issue where guys who travel in cars with tinted windows, guys who have entourages that keep fans at bay, and bodyguards and all those kind of things now that the modern superstar has really does put a bit of a plexiglass between them and the public. And I think the public really does want to reach out and identify with guys. I think they're more into the blue-collar guys that are out there in the field that do their job, maybe not have a lot of fancy quotes. We're talking about the Derek Jeter types. But they show up every day, and they're responsible for what they do, and they're accountable. I think when Alex gets into trouble, it's when he transcends baseball and goes into the celebrity world where he becomes the Page Six staple, and issues like Madonna and all those kind of things clutter around him. I think that creates distance with the fans, yeah.
Well, Selena, until last night there was a Manny Ramirez type, but now he's sort of lumped in with all this gang here. What are the implications for Manny, do you think?
You know, I think it's heartbreaking for fans that love Manny because I think they've always seen him as this sort of Rastafarian, have the dreadlocks, Manny being Manny. He's goofy in the outfield. He'll get hit in the head and get himself bonked with a baseball, and he'll goof around, but he was always this hitting savant.
But he's not a Dennis Rodman. I mean, he really can play.
Yeah, he was this hitting savant to people where it was, you can remove all the craziness about Manny, but when he got in the batter's box, nobody was better. But I think people now with this allegation now that he's screwed up really with this performance-enhancing drugs that he's been into, that now it's an illusion that people look at everything that was Manny, that hitting savant part of him, and think they were duped. And I think that's the destructive part of all this.
You know, and it affects people inside baseball as well. Chipper Jones from the Braves sort of put the whole steroid controversy in context for me when he spoke yesterday. Listen to this.
I like to know that my heroes did it the right way, and you know, these guys like Manny and A-Rod and Barry and Roger Clemens got so many fans over, you know, Mark McGwire, so many fans throughout the course of America that live and die with every at-bat or every pitch, and now they think differently.
You know, we were talking about this morning, Selena, and it seems to me there's no headline left on steroids except Jeter. You know, and he's you know, the gold standard here. But do you think that it's changed? People think differently?
Yeah, you know, I think that the issue now, and I listen to Chipper, and I can appreciate what he's saying, and I can listen to the Curt Schillings of the world and even Derek Jeter talk about the steroid era and what it's done to baseball. But I would like to ask each of those guys, you know, when this was percolating in the 90s, when the union was saying, don't worry about it, fellas, it's going to be okay, we're never going to allow drug testing, when the steroid issue was alive and hot in all the meetings, none of these superstars stood up then and said, you know what, we got to take care of this. So I can appreciate the disillusionment they feel right now, but I would like to ask each and every one of them, when it was money time, when it was the time to put up there and say, we're going to take steroid testing, we're going to go ahead and do this, where were they then? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, in your book, A-Rod, the story of how you found A-Rod and tracked him down and sort of indefatigably followed this subject as a journalist, I'm wondering if that story, fascinating though it is, has caused you to get some flack from the fans who maybe think you're responsible and reporters like you are responsible for this problem, not so much the athletes.
Well, I certainly there is a messenger syndrome here where if you present something that people, you know, jars people or people don't like, you know, there's a tendency to feel that backlash, and I understand that. But I think a lot of the response I've gotten is just pure disillusionment. It's people who are stunned, who are fatigued in so many ways, and who are saying to them, why? I mean, somebody like Alex was already great enough. And somebody like Manny, they were already great enough. Their skill base was already good. It's almost like the steroid era represented this outsized world, almost a fantasy world that these guys got sucked into, feeling as if it's not good enough to be great. You have to be a bit of a tall story, a bit of a myth, hitting things that nobody else can hit. That kind of culture, I think, has created, you know, what we're into now. I mean, it's very reflective of what's happened with Wall Street.
Right.
It's reflective of people who went too big, too far, and I think that they're a part of that culture.
Well, the story's in A-Rod. It's the book by Selena Roberts, Sports Illustrated columnist and author. She broke the steroid story on A-Rod. Selena Roberts, thanks for being with us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.